Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
Chemda, our VIP program, our premium content for Keith and the Girl, not going to lie to you, it's fucking great.
I look forward to last week on Keith and the Girl every week, and I know that sounds like a commercial, but I was just talking to Bianca, and I'm like, this is what we think about. We finish the show, and we go, I wonder what Bianca's going to think.
Right. Last week is up right now, in fact. People are like, oh, I can't wait to hear. Every week, actually, it's like, this is the week.
Yeah.
I want to hear the behind the scenes of J.C. Best. Yeah. I want to hear the behind the scenes of whoever this gets. Oh, no, this week is what I want to hear. So it's a show. It's like the sixth Keith and the Girl show. You hear behind the scenes of what happened the week before.
And Bianca asks us some questions that you asked or that she came up with while she was listening.
So to get that, go to keithandthegirl.com/VIP. What is also there is endless amount of spin-off episodes that we have.
I just did a two drunk minimum with Andrea where we talked about, you know, being sober and when they were shitbirds, things like that.
We have all the My Name is Keith shows where I would interview a guest and we'd both get slam-basted. Those are still there.
That means drunk.
And Hemda's but beyond, like criminally drunk.
Yeah.
And Hemda is also going to record a show with Jerome with JC.
Yeah. So this is what happened. J.C. Best blew everyone's mind. Like the whole in the closet gay thing, the whole I'm Dominican, I told my dad he didn't talk to me, the whole I make my white boyfriend call me the N-word in the middle of sex, like was really hyping people up. There was a lot of like maybe he was evasive about some stuff and then super open about it 5 seconds later. And so people had a lot of like anger and then compassion for him. It was very interesting. Then Jerome, who we knew as Newsy for a while, he was like, I felt all of the stuff that he's felt. I've come out of the closet in similar ways. I felt that way about white guys. And he like had such a response to it also that he started posting on the forums. And the forums was like, why don't you get these two and really delve into what it was, what it is like to be a down low gay person in this age, you know, and what it's like to date in that realm and your parents and like the kind of psychology that you get into when somebody's asking you to lie constantly that stays in your body and just like kind of comes out without you knowing it. I'm going to talk to them about that when we come back from our camping trip. I got that together when Jerome's in town. I'm very excited about that.
Well, it's all in your VIP program. So take a look at keithandthegirl.com/VIP. It keeps Keith and the Girl going and we're so proud of it. And there's endless content there. And if you have the free Keith and the Girl app, Listen on the road. Listen on the go.
Yeah, it makes you like get your files in order really sweet. You can create a feed of your own. So you can get like the Keith and the Girl show, the Two Drunk Minimum, the last week, and it'll all come out in order. It's really fun.
That's true. Whatever you like. Like maybe my drunk stories makes you relapse and that you're not ready for that.
Yeah, so you leave that out. You can actually create the feed that you want. So this way, if we do put out a What's My Name, like I haven't put out a What's My Name in a while, but I found a good one, that'll pop up because you're subscribed to that too.
Right. And of course, later this week, you'll be able to hear, they'll be in your feed like regular Keith and the Girl shows, but you can also easily pass it to other people by going to keithandthegirl.com/dad. All the dad emails. When I've been pretending I'm my ex-wife talking to my dad.
Hitting on him.
Because my dad reached out to my ex-wife behind my back. And I'm looking at when this whole thing started, putting these clips together, 5 months ago.
That's a long time to pretend you're your ex-wife.
April 18th was...
By the way, in that time, his ex-wife got engaged again. Like, no joke. It's a long time. Everything happened, yeah.
Tone Bell and Rojo Perez were on the first show when I brought up the dad emails,
was
I believe.
The first one?
Soon after that, Paul Hooper joined us. Very fun. Ladies and gentlemen, featured on Red Eye, HBO Comedy Festival, Bridgestone Comedy Festival, Gotham Comedy Live, Access TV, Paul Hooper.
Hey, now.
How you doing, buddy?
Good, man. I was here for the beginning of that. The second email you wrote.
Yeah.
It's great. Still going.
What a world. We're only at season one right now of the dad emails.
You got 10 seasons.
We're up to like 8 hours. It's going to be two files that people can download.
Beautiful. I love it.
Yeah, it's very exciting. You're going to like who joined us. She's promoting a video that we'll tell you all about, a music video that I saw. Liked it very much. In fact, everybody loved her, except, you know, if you're jealous of her big fat tits. Rachel Green. NBC, CBS, Discovery Channel, Carolines. How you doing, Rachel?
I'm awesome. Thanks for having me back.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It was so fun. I did have to go home, and I was like, oh, my God, we have this new guest on, Rachel Green. Oh, you're my boyfriend. I touched your boob. I confess after your episode.
That's a thing.
I saw a picture of Paul. Paul's still doing these thirst traps. Still doing these.
I have to go check it out. I'm sad I didn't find that.
Just laying here. Here's my chest. Well, feeling cute. Might delete later.
Every time I see a Paul Hooper post, I have to tell Zerk, I saw boobs. I don't know.
I saw boobs. Yeah, you can't post shirtless photos. It's a problem. It's a problem. I'm like everything. People get offended by. Instagram takes down the really good ones, like an ass shot, and then my friends just hate the other ones. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what I'm supposed to be in, a parka fucking year-round.
But you don't have to put fruit on top of your nipples, right?
No, I don't. No, see, I have to put my nipple out. I had a blatant nipple out today.
Yeah, see, I can't do that.
That's a shame.
So would you put out a nipple if it wasn't...
It's a good question. I was actually thinking about that on the way here, because I was like, what if I could? Because you can on Twitter.
Oh, you can.
Okay. Yeah, but here's the problem. I have gigantic areolas. My actual nipples are quite small.
So if you do panoramic on your phone, will it pick it up? Is that what you're nervous about? It's not going to fit on the screen?
Every time you talk about
it. Depends if I'm lying down.
Yeah, landscape mode.
Then they're just over here.
Every time you talk about your nipples, I'm like, she's got to show them to me, right? She keeps talking about them.
Just make a request.
This is wonderful. What a wonderful day.
Everybody's so free, right, Paul?
Yeah, they really
guys,
are.
I'm giving you in VIP here. Content here.
You go to keithandgirl.com/areola. And Paul, I follow your tweets, of course, speaking of which, at Paul Hooper. Seems like everyone that uses a public restroom before me should have just accepted the ambulance ride instead. It's disgusting.
I'm gonna tell you, it is. It really is. And it's a problem. I've never used a bathroom after someone pissing. Everyone in this city, in New York City, I don't know what the chronic problem is of businessmen that go in a Starbucks bathroom and blast it out for 25 minutes. I've shit in public. I'm 44 years old. I've shit in public less than 50 times in my life. And I don't have colon cancer. I don't know why everybody has food poisoning every Tuesday afternoon. And then there's another person. And then there's another person. Piss and go home and shit. I don't know how people can't make it a train ride home. What are you eating? I would like to see your diet on paper. I think you should be able to shame people. Like they come out of the bathroom, you've been in there 20 minutes. Right. You just go, I need to see your diet on emailed.
You know what's hard about having like the vagina mechanics, right? Is like you sit down to pee and it's like, fuck, this is making me poop. Ah, too late.
Wow.
Because you're sitting. Yeah, Andrea's nodding.
Oh, because you have to sit anyway. That's telling your body
although,
it's time to release.
You know, coming back on the Long Island Railroad today, I had to go in the train. I mean, it was like there was an entire puddle in front of the toilet. It's like you literally didn't make anything in the toilet. You just pissed on the floor.
It was piss, though. That's
and then I have relief. To like brace the walls.
And not
because
only
I'm not going to sit on that toilet.
Also, if I'm wearing pants, a lot of times like it goes past the shoes if you're pulling down your pants. I got to lift the bottom up, then lift the top. Because you people pee in front of the toilet. So now instead, like, I have to open my legs up and then squat. Oh, I'm so good at squatting.
Same.
Because you can't. Look at Keith. He's like, just take your dick out.
I get it. I never thought about the sitting that it would tell your body send a signal it's time to go.
Right.
You're right. Yeah,
but see some of these bathrooms. It looks like a power play, right? Like it's it's a dog that's upset at you.
Yeah. It really is.
How is it on the wall? How is it on the wall?
Yeah.
Handles and stuff. The wheelchair sort of. Yeah, the handle. Yeah, they've got it everywhere. And I don't even know why. Even when people, I'm just amazed that people shit in public. They're freely like walk in a diner and just sit down for 19 minutes and just shit with other humans in and out. I can't believe so many people are like, this is part of my day. I mean, you have a home. The homeless people shitting on the wall makes more sense than a fucking guy, a stockbroker. It's taken 25 minutes.
I'll tell you what. It took me forever to be able to poop, not just in public, but at a friend's house, at a boyfriend. I have like waited until like a dude left and then all of a sudden my body's like, you need to shit. And I'm like, yeah, that's right. Because I haven't shit for 48 hours because this guy's just. And then my bathroom, like any New York bathroom, a lot of times is right off my kitchen. I've been list. I know Xerxes' morning fart. I'm sorry. I'm telling you this for the first time. So you'll hear it in a couple weeks. But I know the sound of his morning fart because it's just, you just live too close. Anyway, now I know how to shit in public. And I got to tell you, Paul, I was just as mad as you until I did it. And then I'm like, oh, it was kind of nice.
I don't know. I don't do the 19-minute shit, though, in a public toilet. That would be like the 2-minute shit. Like, let's get out. Yes. Let's do our thing. I don't want to be here. It smells.
Yeah.
I don't want it to smell for the person behind me. See, but I think about that shit. I'm like, they're going to give me a dirty look when they walk in. If I don't, I courtesy flush.
As soon as it starts coming out, I'm doing it. But the problem is some of these fucking toilets have splashback, and you got to consider that, too. Yep.
I just can't believe it's at critical mass. At all times, like people are that close to shit. Like there's no control. I've felt my stomach rumble at LaGuardia Airport and didn't shit till Houston in the hotel.
Oh my God.
I made it 4 hours, 2 Ubers and a fucking plane where I'm like, I might have to shit at some point, but I don't need to do it right here.
It's because you don't drink anymore. <That's>
I'm never like, it's a 30 a food
Those
poisoning.
Are the shits.
Yeah, maybe that's right.
There's your beer commercial, right? So these bathrooms. Paul wrote, I got sober 13 years ago. I missed everything. Microbrews, Fireball, fentanyl.
That's one of my favorites. Thank you. Not to applaud my own, but yeah. I like that one. Yeah. It's true. I did. I missed all that. Think about that. All of it.
I'm hearing about the guy, Don Lemon, a CNN anchor. And I've seen him during CNN's New Year's Eve shows more than once, very drunk. And I know that's their fun way that day, but
you're still at work.
But I'm never gonna forget it. And now I know that you are a drunk, you know. And he happens to be in the news now. He's at a bar, and supposedly he's denying it. Supposedly somebody said, "Hey, it's Don Lemon from TV. Let me buy you 2 lemon shots." And Don says, "You know, I'm just trying to have fun with my friends. Thanks, though." And that's the end of that for then. Then some time goes by, and supposedly Don Lemon, the CNN anchor, puts his hand down his own pants, then takes his thumb and his forefinger and puts it in front of this guy's nose and goes, "Do you like that? Do you like dick or do you like pussy? Quote, do you like D or P? D or P? Dick or pussy?" And that's what this lawsuit is right now. And all I'm thinking is like, I wish I didn't see you drunk on New Year's Eve.
Well, I hate it and it's terrible, but I love the how much do you love yourself where it's like, this will definitely smell good? Like, because here's my balls. I don't know how long today has been, but I don't know. Like, would you feel comfortable just going, this is my smell? You're probably into it. You're looking at me like I'm crazy, but I didn't do it.
No, I know. I was just like giving you the face of my thoughts, you know?
What?
It's crazy that his job, he's got such a good job, and that's not registering either.
Right.
Like before you.
And assume there's cameras and everything. I assume my glasses have cameras.
Right. Everybody has it on. Someone will pull their phone out. It's amazing. I just had to think of the way I used to drink, and I used to do crazy shit. Right. But the camera phones weren't out, and I didn't have a good job. I didn't worry about losing. I can't believe he's passing all those things.
Right.
It's like I could lose millions of dollars.
Yeah, I would never think to. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you. I would never think to do something like that.
No.
Like, I'm just going to shove my finger in my pussy and shove it up your nose. Like,
yeah, and we can come up with more smells when we do that.
For sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I got under boob smell. Yeah,
but we can like dip in and get you something. What's he doing? I don't understand.
I don't know. I used to walk around with my balls out, that old trick, you know, at both.
That'll gag.
Yeah.
Coming out the zipper?
The chicken heart or whatever they called it. Yeah. Your friends. Yeah. You were supposed to make it beat, but I didn't. I just walked around with it out and for years.
Could you make it beat?
Yeah, you just squeeze it and it looks like it's throbbing. I wasn't good with the tricks. I just wanted my ball to be out in public.
Right.
Which people just hate it.
You're the most crazy anal person. It's like, I don't know where to go. Like, I
never met a person with OCD and puts their balls out in bars.
Like, you seem so proper, but you're such a shit bird.
Let me tell you something. It's true. But the problem is that when I was drunk, I didn't give a shit. I wasn't OCD. Mm. I would drink piss. I would drink out of the toilet. I didn't care if I died. I didn't care. I was just like, you know, this is an overcorrection.
Right.
Right here. This is just an overcorrection.
Without exaggeration, would, to be funny for your buddies, you would drink out of the toilet?
I did. There's one time a comedy club staff told me, and I have no recollection of it, in Norfolk, Virginia, the club's now closed. And they seemed like I went back and they're like, remember last time we were all after hours drinking or something? And then I guess the bathrooms were sealed off in another part of this bar complex.
So
we all had to piss in like a mug or something. Like everybody's going to the kitchen in a beer pitcher. I'm like, no, I don't remember that. And they're like, yeah, like 5 or 6 people pissed in it because we were hanging out late. We had nowhere to go. And they're like, you drank that.
The whole thing?
I'm like, I don't know.
Like a pint?
And I'm like, I don't have no memory of that.
No,
and they're like,
pitcher.
You did. And they were like laughing, but grossed out still.
Well, I just want you to understand.
What was it that you drank? That you drank?
5 or 6 people's piss.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
look. I guess maybe 8 people. I didn't get a count, but
Rachel is the most open-minded person I've ever met in my life. She's open to goddamn everything. I've never seen that face on her looking at somebody telling a story like, what the fuck? You know? She's never said what the fuck in her life before until just now. Like, never. You managed to out something, yeah. Rachel.
Yeah, you know, I do and have and probably will do a lot of things. Maybe when I'm drunk or maybe when I'm sober, but
the first time,
bodily fluids, not
the first time she ate someone out was in a party club thing.
Like a sex this, club?
Yeah, mm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And she's looking at you like
I know. Listen, I was out of hands. I wanted to die. I had a death wish.
Do you follow? There's an Instagram account called Drunk People Doing Things.
Yes. Oh, my
and
God.
And anytime I'm having troubles with sobriety, I open it up. It is such a good. First of all, I forgot how much we love jumping over things.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Just over anything.
Oh, look, a giant traffic cone. Okay. Oh, look, a sandwich board. Okay.
Everything. Can make everything. Yeah. Miss every time.
And of course, you know, never all these things, it. You know, they slam themselves into somebody's taint one after another.
Oh, yeah. I love it. It's the same predictable pattern. Yeah.
I mean, I watched one where it was like a guy literally jumping off a roof onto like his mom. It wasn't like, oh, there's a pool and I missed it. Or, oh, there's a trampoline and I missed it. It was just his mom in a chair.
You know what I did once?
Oh, my God.
And I'm sorry I did worse. But I don't know why I'm remembering this. I'm grilling a cheeseburger. And I put the cheese on. And I go, I know I shouldn't, but what if it does work? And I flip the cheeseburger over on the cheese side down. Like, that's a mess. That's a mess.
That's a drunken decision.
I can't do that. I'm like, what if, though? All right.
I had a buddy one time eat raw chicken off a grill like that. We were at a barbecue, and he just put the raw chicken. The guy that was cooking it left for a few minutes, and the one guy just lifted it, hammered, grabbed one, and ate it. I'm like, don't do that. Salmonella. And he's like, ugh. And he couldn't stop him unless you want to fight him. Just like, let him eat it. He lived. He's still alive. He's got kids.
He was a broker.
I remember I didn't understand alcoholism, and I was in one of my first Al-Anon meetings, and I was like, you know, we have a kegerator at home, but that's just to save money. It's just newcomer heaven to everybody.
Everybody starts laughing. Go on.
I bet they did. It's the best when like newcomers say something and everyone starts laughing and they're like, yes, that's funny, right. But really, it's my life.
Well, there's the story of another CNN anchor that I didn't get to, but I think it's interesting. Chris Cuomo. He's the brother.
Sorry, I just read it. Andrea wrote, I once grabbed the Kleenex out of somebody's nose. She had a nosebleed, and I ate it. I ate her bloody tissue. You swallowed
it?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, I get it.
Was this
it.
A
I
dare?
I respect that. I respect that no, a lot.
It was the alpha thing I could do.
But nobody asked you to do any of it. Nobody. Okay.
They never do.
Wow.
I got another one too that reminded me.
Wow.
I'm inspired by your work. I'm horrified by it now as a sober person. But as a drunk, incredible. I one time was, I loved it. The demon in me loves it. That I can't access anymore, unfortunately. So
you got to be on 2 drunk minimum. Okay, continue.
Anyway, I had my buddy. I just remember my buddy and his girlfriend. He was married to a stripper. And we go over and do blow and drink at his place. This guy really enabled me. He'd buy everything and really go back to his place. One night we were doing it as better as me and his wife on the bed. We weren't doing anything sexual. It's just like we went in there for a minute, maybe to do drugs or something. And then there was like a cum stain on their bed. I licked that. They're like, don't sit there. That's a cum stain. We had sex last night, and I licked it. And they're like, Jesus Christ. All right. Well.
Was that dominant or submissive?
I don't know. I did it for the laugh.
So, Paul, which one do you think is you?
What?
The licking the cum or the OCD?
This is me. But, I mean, in a real, like a fun world, I would act like, I don't know. That is me. Both.
Yeah.
Both.
Yeah, because I have moments where I want to do like crazy dumb shit, like just demeaning, disgusting, whatever. And I'm like, there's too many phones. People take it too seriously. But yeah, lick the cum, do weird shit because it is funny. It's like, I can't believe you did that. Now you got that story forever. Who gives a shit?
I think when you're like super uptight and super sensitive, like whatever I am now, and you take the brakes off that, it goes to that extreme place. You fuel it with alcohol and Coke, then it's just the other extreme. Whatever I'm holding on to now, it's like you let that go and it's fucking, yeah, It's all over this licking cum off sheets.
What's weird is that the lady made breakfast for you guys the next morning. And you're like, this tastes funny.
Yeah. You asshole. It tastes funny.
She's a stripper. There was no making breakfast. Yeah.
Oh, God. Andrew's saying, me and Paul are the same. Both live in us. I lick deer poop. I wasn't even drunk. I remember that because you got dared. Yeah.
Well, that's great. She got dared, folks.
I respect it.
She was dared.
So was gross.
Double where, dog dared?
Where are you doing all this shit? Yeah, that's what I thought.
In Canada. Though they have health insurance.
Yeah, they just have nothing else to do.
You can lick deer poop because an ambulance will come and you don't have to pay for it.
There you go.
The things we can't do in America because of this healthcare bullshit. So anyway, Chris Cuomo is a CNN anchor. He's the brother of Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, right? Mm. And so anyway, Chris Cuomo is out in a bar, and there's this video that started going viral because somebody's egging him on to get mad. So you see the video starts about halfway through this argument, you assume, where a stranger just called Chris Cuomo Fredo from The Godfather, and it's an insult. He's the fucked up brother.
Okay. Excuse me. I mean, they're all fucked up. How fucked up is this fucked up?
No, he's a real loser. Yeah, he can't
be
counted.
Yeah, that's the one they make fun of.
Oh, okay. So he's the loser amongst the gangster men.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I'm your older brother, Mike, and I was stepped over. It ain't the way I want it.
He does sound whiny.
I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says. Oh. Like, dumb. I'm smart, and I want respect.
So, of course, you know, being called Fredo is an insult. So, well, this Chris Cuomo, he can't have it. He's upset. And he starts letting these two guys know.
I thought that's who you were.
No, punk ass bitches from the right call me Fredo. My name is Chris Cuomo. I'm an anchor on CNN. Oh. Fredo is from The Godfather. He was that weak brother.
That your
and
brother
they use it as an Italian aspersion. Any of you Italian?
Are
you Italian?
It's a
fucking insult to your people.
I didn't know that.
It's an insult to your fucking people. It's like the N-word for us.
Wow. Okay.
That's a little extreme.
There's more, but it's the N word.
You know what it is?
First of all, if you can repeat the F word, Fredo, 50 times, but you have to say the N word, it's a little different.
Well, no one told Italians that The Godfather was not a documentary.
Right. No, it's an insult because they're saying you're the weak, sad brother. That's what the insult is.
You know what the real insult is? That you took it seriously and lost your mind.
Right.
Yeah, I took the bait.
Yeah.
It's crazy these celebrities are doing that. Such high profile positions, and they just... I guess you get too comfortable in it, right? You slip.
I mean, it's, I guess
it's not a slip. It's like, this is your personality.
This
it's hard to hide.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a personality. So even if you think, you know what, if somebody eggs you on, shouldn't I be able to start fighting him? Some jobs you can't. And you can't do it as a CNN guy. And if you do this exactly like you just said, that means you do this. That you didn't snap.
It's not the first time
you didn't snap for 5 minutes. You didn't black out and you never do that for 5 minutes.
It's an Italian aspersion. Any of you Italian?
Aspersion.
Are you Italian? It's a fucking insult to your people.
Does he usually talk like that? It's a fucking aspersion. Does he?
No. He did not with that much passion. He does have that thick accent.
Well, you know, they say my Long Island accent comes out when I drink. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry about that. Ooh.
It's unfortunate.
It's like the N-word for us. Wow. Is that a cool fucking thing?
You're a much more reasonable guy in person than you seem to be on television.
Yeah, but
now, however they're egging him up on, I'm not sure, but you seem reasonable now. I don't know if that's an insult. You're not reasonable now, or you're just trying to end and being like, now I see you're a normal person. I just didn't agree with you politically. I'm not sure what this guy's trying. I know what he's trying to do. I don't know what he's saying.
I kind of think that it's another drunk guy at the bar that you're not supposed to take seriously, and you did, and you're like a news person, so you should differentiate between what you take seriously and what you
don't.
And
later he says this happens all the time, often in front of his family. Then you do this all the time?
What do you mean? People call him a herb all the time?
A Fredo, right.
Like that, and by the way, being called the nerd of the group or whatever, geek, dork, is not the N-word.
Right.
No. Did I whip you and then call you that? Just wondering.
Say I'm more like Michael Corleone. Say I'm more like Michael.
Maybe Don Lemon stuck his bald fingers in his face.
Yeah.
Play, then we'll fucking play. If you've got something you want to say about what I do on television, then say it. But don't call me a fucking
insult. Now, this is what I say about fights, how fights never really happen. Because these are the fighting words. You want to play? We'll play. That
Which
means
one
we
of them
will
is saying
fight
that?
Right now. Chris Cuomo is saying that. You want to play? Let's play. Did you really just forget about your job now?
This is Cody Allen is listening live on YouTube, and he's saying he was with his children. Imagine some dude harassing you while you're with your children. I'd lose it too. I don't think so.
The opposite.
Especially with your children, you don't lose it. I saw my dad losing it a couple times, and I'm like, whoa, this is blowing my mind that, you know, the guy who like would protect me and like keep me safe is losing his mind. Now it's chaos.
1 second, kids. He called me Fredo.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. It's like, shouldn't you show your children that this doesn't matter? Hey, what happened to sticks and stones?
Right.
You're a much more reasonable guy in person than you seem to be on television.
Yeah, but if you want to play, then we'll fucking play. If you've got something you want to say about what I do on television, then say it. But don't be the fool me.
Hey, man. Hey, listen.
What?
I don't want any problems.
Yeah, you're going to have a big fucking problem.
What's the problem?
It's a little different on TV. Don't fucking insult me like that.
A little different on TV. Out here, I'll punch you in the fucking face. You want to play?
And his kids are right there.
That's what Cody's saying. I know his wife is there for sure.
But I also think like...
But I would calm down more if Kendall was around me. I would calm more if Kyle was around me. Not amp it up because my kids are around.
Yeah, but if your ego is high, then you are amping it up and that's in your hair trigger. But here's another thing. This is a perfectly who gives a shit conversation between two people. Guys fighting, maybe they had a little too much to drink. Nothing's actually happening. They're actually just saying dumb shit to each other and going like, you want to go? You want to go? No. And then they all go home and go to sleep. So right. Like we've all seen this on the street where it's like, yeah, tough guy. Yeah, you're both tough. Okay, very good. Go home.
If I was there, I'd be like, you won't do it. Nobody's going to play.
No.
You guys aren't ready to play.
No. $20 million punch.
Right.
There you go. His whole career's over. Look at that. You see that much money vanish?
You see him get to that where it's, you know, it's like, I'll fight you. Okay, fight me. Oh, why? So you could sue me?
Yeah. Mm. I'd love to see it.
It's crazy. Call me Fredo. It's like, I call you punk bitch. You like that? You want that to be your nickname?
I didn't call you that.
You called me Fredo. You know my name's not fucking Fredo.
I thought your name was.
You did not think my name was fucking Fredo.
I enjoy that. That part I actually enjoyed, yeah. The hard on going, no, I thought your name was Fredo.
But that, see, that's another thing.
No, it's not. You did not think that.
That's why I'm on this asshole side and not on the news guy side, because it's like, just stop for a second. Hey. He's saying the dumbest shit.
Right.
Just for a second, go like, I'm leaving. I'm bye.
Right.
You called me Fredo. You know my name's not fucking Fredo.
I thought your name was.
You did not think my name was fucking Fredo.
I thought it was. I was thinking, is there another guy on CNN, Fredo? It's really tough.
Fredo Cuomo.
Like, Fredo never really caught on now that I think about it, but this, who am I thinking? What Fredo am I thinking of then? I forget.
So is that a
what's that?
Is that a common slur?
No.
No. I mean, does he look like him at all?
No.
I'm just trying to think of the...
It's just this thing. You're right. The best thing ever. Like you said, it's not a documentary. That is fiction. Is that movie that they've taken it so...
So serious.
But right. Who cares?
That's, it is.
That's something somebody in The Sopranos would get mad at fake. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In a Sopranos episode, they'd get mad that they were compared to Fredo. Not in real life.
Yeah, but also it's like, oh, you're Urkel.
You son of a bitch.
I don't wear my pants that high. First of all, like, what are you explaining?
I thought that was your name, Urkel. Urkel Khalili. That's what I thought.
Fredo, I thought your name was.
You did not think my name was fucking Fredo. Don't be a liar.
I
want to be a man. Stand
now you're
going to
fucking
man.
Be a liar? I don't fucking talk to liars, first off. Okay?
All I have is my integrity and my name. And my name is CNN anchor Andrew, Andrew's brother, Chris Cuomo.
You want to be a man, I'm here. Then fucking own it. Then own what
listen,
you said.
Hey,
then own what you said.
Listen, take man, I don't have what? A problem with you, man.
You're going to have a fucking problem.
What? What are you going to do about it?
I'll fucking ruin your shit. Then. I'll fucking something. Throw you down these stairs like a fucking punk.
There we go. There we go. That's you would say that, Cody, in front of your kids?
First of all, do it. You're going to throw me down these stairs. Not just regular throw me down these stairs. Throw me down these stairs like a fucking punk. Okay. Like a fucking punk. You call me Fredo. You know my name. Say my name. Say my name, bitch.
That guy's just calculating things. He's like, throw down the stairs. That's a great threat. That sounds great in court. That's worth $100,000 right there. Threaten to throw me down. I'll hit you with this chair. Say, please say, hit me with
but
chair.
I don't like when they go, I'll throw you down the steps. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, you'll sue, won't you?
Listen, take him out. What? Problem with you, man.
Yeah, you're going to have a fucking problem.
What? What are you going to do about it?
I'll fucking ruin your shit.
I'll ruin your shit.
What is my shit to ruin?
Right.
Fucking punk.
Please do.
Why? So you can fucking sue?
You don't want
to. So you can fucking sue?
That's what you want. So you want me to throw you down the steps? That's what you're saying. Now, does the wife go, we'll take the car now?
Yeah.
I'll meet you outside.
Because you know, interrupting that will make it worse. Because whatever you're gonna do, it's gonna amplify these two fucking idiots. The most you can do is go like, if I divorce him, do I get to sue him?
Right.
Take a swing. You call me Fredo. Take a fucking swing. Take a fucking swing. Watch your fucking
hands. Now, what are the? Is it take a swing? Watch your hands. What is the law? Like when you tell somebody to take a swing five times, are you allowed to? I feel like you should be allowed to.
They're begging?
Yeah. Okay. You heard him say it, right?
There is instigated, right? Like an instigated assault. Like there is a way to have the first punch not be the most criminal.
Provoked?
Provoked,
like so provoked,
yeah.
We like push so far. Yeah. Without someone hitting you first, like saying it, you can really, there's somewhere in them.
It's just how funny, everybody's a lawyer and they're like, I know the rules.
No, because I wonder,
I can
because
spit I can at you it. And I can do everything, but you got to punch first. Well, punch, because then it's a free for all. You punch me, apparently I can take a TV over your fucking head, kick you down the steps, break your legs because you threw the first punch.
Right. But I think hate speech is something, like if he called him anything racist or homophobic or anything.
Fredo, the F word.
Oh, yeah, right.
Hey, take a swing. You're going to call me Fredo. Take a fucking swing. Take a fucking swing.
Watch your fucking hands. Take a swing. Watch your fucking hands.
Take a swing. No, no, come on, boy. Come on, boy. You want to call me shit? Call me shit.
Hey, listen, man.
I'm right fucking here.
I'm not doing anything.
I'll fucking wreck your shit.
Stop.
I'll fucking wreck your shit.
Stop.
You didn't know what you were doing when you called me Fredo?
I thought it was your name. I thought it was your name.
You didn't know, right? You didn't know what you were saying, right?
I thought it was his name.
I'm breaking it up. I'm breaking it up.
And then Chris's friends broke it up. I like the, it's a UFC fight and he made it official. I'm breaking it up. I'm calling
it. Which, by the way, if this had been like a Conor McGregor, someone would have been killed already.
No
right?
kidding.
Like,
yeah.
That's the guy that wants to fight. That guy does throw punches at regular people,
He just punched an old guy in a bar. You only see the camera, but it was something over whiskey.
And it wasn't this many words, right? Building up to the point. It was just.
No, it was this.
Right. I mean, it's still an asshole move, but, you know, it does get to the point of like, that's going to cost you money again.
Also, how old are these guys? You know what the best is? Watching 40-somethings go like, you want to fucking go? You disrespecting me to my face? I'm like, neither one of you can throw a punch. Your wife's going to have to ice you for fucking 3 days. She's going to be so mad that you're not vacuuming. Shut the fuck up.
Let's say you're trying to set me up. You're trying to get it on video. You wouldn't be able to get that out of me. You wouldn't be able to get all that out of me. And again, especially if I'm with a loved one.
See, I'm not like, I'm more like that now. I don't think I would explode as easily, but I have exploded. And I think mostly due to driving, I have road rage and I shouldn't drive. Now I'm much more calm because I don't drive a lot, but it's a hot box of shit. And I have threatened people's lives as if I ever threw a punch in my life. I like started getting out of the car to like go after someone. And my husband at the time like grabbed me like, no, and I'm like, oh yeah, what the fuck am I doing?
Don't rich people hire security? They're like ex-special forces to intervene for shit like this?
They're
like, listen, I'm going to save you money. I'll take care of this. I'll throw the guy down the stairs and then
they must
fire me.
This had to have happened before, right? So security probably did step in before and that's a whole problem dealing with Chris.
I mean, is he that high profile that he's going to walk around with security just taking his family to a bar? You know?
Yeah.
Here we go again with Chris and the fucking steps.
Also, when you need security, it's not because people call you a bitch. It's because people want to kill you.
Right.
I don't know. I dream of having it.
You got me a bitch again. You dream of it.
I dream of having it. It wouldn't take $1 million. I would love to have security. At all times.
What?
Just to keep people away that don't even want to be near me, but just whoever, out of the way. He is not in the mood
right away.
Talk to the waitress.
Right away, CNN was said publicly, we're on Chris Cuomo's side. He was, you know, ambushed, this and that. But don't misunderstand it. Don't think like CNN in their offices are getting the news going, I get it. He was provoked. You know what I mean? They're embarrassed. Oh, yeah. Good for everybody that they stood by their man. Apparently, he's good friends with Jeff Zucker, the president of CNN. Mm-hmm.
But also, really, this was a stupid fight. They threw stupid words. I get that he's threatening him to throw down the stairs. But he's not. I don't know how to say that without being like a dick. Because you can say, I got threatened. I felt the guy did not feel threatened. Otherwise, he wouldn't keep going, I thought your name was Fredo. I thought your name was Fredo. He's just, I mean, if you're continuing to provoke the guy who just threatened you, you don't feel threatened.
It's almost like saying, now go get your shoeshine box. You're like, but real quick, it wasn't Fredo?
You motherfucker!
Yeah, I think it's just a couple of assholes in a bar and it should just be let go of, but okay, great. We have some footage, so that's fun.
Wow, now I know what to make fun of my Italian friends with.
Yeah, this got
who heated. Knew it would get them so mad.
This got heated. Sorry, Frodo.
You son of a bitch, punk bitch, what you are.
No, I said Frodo.
This yeah. guy's going to get paid. He's going to buy a boat and call it Fredo. Right. You know what I mean? It's going to be on the, how'd you get this boat? Yeah, Chris Cuomo, Fredo.
The SS Fredo.
Rachel, from now on, I'm calling you Yentl when I'm mad. It's just,
perfect.
I don't, there's not a lot of Jew references, so.
Trump tweeted Yentl out. Donald Trump tweeted out, I thought Chris was Fredo also. The truth hurts. Totally lost it. Low ratings, CNN. He's nuts.
The president of the United States.
When you, I
thought he was Frodo too. Frodo.
When you didn't think a stupid bar fight can go worse, Trump chimes in. It's like, oh, these are two idiots having. Nope.
Trump. Oh, here's another one.
Here we go.
Chris tweeted out, appreciate all the support, but truth is, I should be better than the guys baiting me. This happens all the time these days, often in front of my family. But there is a lesson. No need to add to the ugliness. I should be better than what I oppose.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah, but I saw the video. That's not you.
but that is good.
Sure, of course.
That is an apology that only has an apology in it.
Yes.
It's like, oh, I don't like that I'm that, but I was like that. Sorry.
Maybe he's trying to quit smoking. Paul's doing that. And he's a mess.
What if he was like, I'll never take my family anywhere again. I'll kill anyone.
Right. Right.
Fucking calls me right.
I'm going on this solo dinner tour for 2 months.
I'll beat everyone's ass in Long Island.
I'm going to restaurants with large amounts of stairs.
Is that throw everyone down?
I thought your name was Frodo. What? So great.
So it's not your name then. You're not. It's not Michael. Who are you? I'm Chris Cuomo, CNN anchor. That was funny to me too.
Yeah.
I'm CNN anchor Chris Cuomo.
Yeah.
And you're Johnny Punk-ass bitch.
If you hear that back and you're not like maybe one or two sessions of therapy.
Right.
Maybe I have anger that I wasn't aware of.
Yeah.
You know, is your wife talking to you about it? Do your kids look scared on the way home? Because it's like a weird thing. Now they're like adults are fighting is weird.
Right. Paul tweeted out, off nicotine this week. Onwards and upwards, I'm so pissed. Completely irate. Haven't felt rage like this since I hit puberty. Positive life changes. Fuck off. Funny how all this works.
That's one tweet. I stand by all that. That's exactly how I felt in that moment.
Stream of consciousness.
Angry. Standing at the foot of my bed, angry.
It starts warning you, you're running out of characters. And you're like, yeah, sure. Now this.
Now this, of course.
Why are you so angry at puberty?
Puberty's where it all went wrong. I was so happy until puberty. I was so happy. This picture of me smiling as a child. I really had high hopes for life. And then I hit puberty. Like, whatever went with the hormones, it happens to all of us. It went real wrong. I'm telling you, I've been pissed since 13. I'm 44. 31 years. I mean, just not into it.
Right.
But you're like the happiest pissed off person. He's so sweet.
I'm like aware of it. Like now, around people I like, I'm a lot better. But that's a small group. Like you got like 50 people tops on this planet that I'm pretty good around.
That's pretty good.
And good crowds. Like if the crowd's good at comedy club, but if they're slightly shitty, I'm fucking miserable again.
Right. And those are the 50 people you count.
The audience. Yeah, the audience. I know. I know. But I'm aware. It's who cares?
Paul tweeted out, I've been home for 2 months, meaning, you know, not on the road doing stand up. I've been home for 2 months and I have to say, I can't fucking stand it. So much rather be in a hotel in some weird town right now. Send.
Very honest. These are all hateful. This is summer. It's been brutal for it is how I feel.
People hate the road. You love it.
I love the road. I'm backwards in every way. And I'm not being a contrarian that way. I would rather, I've been home all summer. And I don't know if it's New York City or what. I do not like sleeping in my own bed. Maybe if I had a mansion and I had a California King mattress, it might be different, but I doubt it. I like just being in different towns.
But also hotels are so great. You are done with a towel. You put that right on the floor.
Yeah. It's great. It's clean. It's organized. You know, you have your luggage. That's it. And you can sort of process. I know what it is. I just feel better. I also, like, airports give me a sense of purpose.
Oh, boy. Oh, now we're, okay, I was trying to be on your side.
I don't love airports, but I feel like you're going forward. I'm doing something. And you land and something new's in front of your face. When it's day in, day out, I don't, at the same place that's mine, I don't know what the fuck. I'm lost. I'm absolutely lost. And there's more money when I'm on the road. So being home, I feel like.
That's awful.
Right, and more likely cum stained sheets.
Cum stained. I don't even think about it. The Hilton's.
And you have OCD?
have OCD.
And you're okay with being in hotel rooms with OCD?
It depends on what hotel we're
talking.
You're
going to ruin it, Rachel?
Hampton Inn and above, yes. I know people come in those, but I'm okay. It seems clean.
You know what I'm getting for your sobriety birthday?
What's that?
Blacklight.
Blacklight. Please don't. Please don't.
Travel blacklight.
But 13 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
13, yeah.
How long have you not been smoking?
Off cigarettes for a little over a year, off vaping for a month. Now it's just lozenges, okay. Nicotine lozenges.
Stepping down.
Stepping down. I'm trying to fix this whole thing.
Amazing. And you're in great shape.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm doing that either. I love it. Thank you. But I don't know why I'm doing that. I'm trying to prolong a life I don't really care for.
My girlfriend was saying the other day, she goes, you feel better when you go to the gym. And I go, yeah, but I feel better when I don't go to the gym. Like, yeah. Both feel good.
I tell you what, it is fucking great. It does help my addictive personality. Like we're talking, like I love it. It does clear your brain out, makes you feel better, you look better. It is.
Yeah, you notice like say. Paul isn't like exercising once in a while. It's like now I do this every day.
Every day. Mm-hmm. That's the way I love it.
You can't do it, but you're not dating.
No, I'm not dating.
So what's the point?
That's true. I mean,
he just wants people to tell him he looks good.
Right.
But then I give up on that on Instagram. So it's like now all for me, my mental health. And then I take some dick pics, I look at them and erase them.
What was the thing you were saying? Because you were going to try to date a couple.
Oh, right.
Yeah. A couple? Oh, yeah. About online?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's what I think. It's like on OkCupid, it's a little more open there. You can sort of select. So I have others select. Women and other. So there's like couples will be on there and it'll be like seven pictures of a woman. And so you think it's female, then you learn it's a couple. And then you start talking. They're like, we're looking for something long term. I'm like, even the fucking couples want something long term. Right. No, everyone wants commitment. You want me to just pick the kids up at soccer practice? Postpone the orgy for 10 years. Fuck that. Real responsibility. Actually, budget groceries. Let me pick something up. What do you mean to do? Pay the mortgage? Let's split it into a third. I just pay 33% of this fucking rent. I thought we just have sex and I go home and right. Then you have this weird fucking relationship you have.
That's what I thought because I was considering dating a couple because it seems like you kind of get a lot. You get the warmth that the couple has, that like that commitment that's only there briefly for you. And you also don't have to work out the ins and outs of like, did we do that for a good reason, a bad reason? Who cares? I'm at home.
Right.
You know? And then there's like two people taking turns, like doing whatever you want, you know, that's on the, I don't know if it always works.
That's what
out
couples
that
put on there, just like everyone else on it. No hookups, all caps, 4,700 exclamation points. Fucking no hook, a fucking couple. Wow. I don't know what to do with it. And then I was going to go to a sex party and then I got.
I like that you pointed at me when you said
I'm sorry, but you should have been to that, but I love the idea of it. Sex clubs. And there was a sex club closed for a religious holiday and I almost lost my fucking mind. I can't fucking bear it.
Right. Hey, by the way, keep in mind, it's not amazing Cupid. It's okay, Cupid.
It's okay. You're right. You're like real mediocre.
Have you dated a couple, Rachel?
Dated, no. Definitely hooked up, yes.
Oh, okay. So it was like the casual thing it was supposed to be, or did you want more? How was it?
Honestly,
you're already rolling your eyes.
I've had more fun with like two heterosexual men. It's just easier that way.
Huh.
Because then I'm just the center of attention. But the couple has to have their agreements really worked out. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, then there's like weird shit that can happen on the sidelines. And you're like, oh, fuck. Why didn't you work this out before I got here? This is uncomfortable. I'm going to go to the bed.
Like what?
No, this one couple. I mean, they were both really, really hot. And, you know, we didn't even get to the sex part. We were just like on a date. And
like in a restaurant or?
Like in a bar. Okay. And, you know, it was this thing like I had made out with the guy on New Year's Eve. He came to a party at my house. And I assumed that was like within their agreements.
Yeah.
And then I get a phone call from her like a couple days later, like, so New Year's Eve, I heard you guys were making out all night. And I'm like, yeah, I thought you guys were poly. She's like, well, no, he's done this before. It's not within our agreements.
And then why are you calling me?
Right. Why aren't you talking to him? And then by the end of the conversation, I was like, well, you know, sorry. Didn't want to hurt your feelings. Right. This was not personal. I thought it was within your boundaries. And also,
especially since I'm on a date with you now.
Well, also, I was like, I think you're pretty hot. So, you know, if it makes you more comfortable that I make out with you too, how's that? And she was like, oh, well, yeah, I think you're hot too. And then everything changed.
Shut up.
And so then we went on a date. And I was like, well, this is going to be fun. Now they're both on board. Yeah. I already know he's a great kisser. She looks like she might be a good kisser too. And then, like, it got weird. And then he was
what
like,
made it weird?
she clearly was, she was like someone who didn't want to be poly, but she was just doing it to like please her partner.
Fuck. Oh, no. You know what? Even just with that call that he's already stepping out, you have a taint on you. Well, I mean,
what?
that taints the relationship, whatever you were about to do before you even get there, because he already lied. Now it feels like she's trying to make that lie okay because this thing can happen. And then it's like, no, we were always this way. I don't, fuck, man.
Yeah, I mean, there's been some good things where it was like I literally met the guy and the girl separately on OkCupid many, many years ago. And then it turned out they were a couple. And I was like, oh, well, that's cool. Nothing ever happened, but they were open to it. They just moved to San Francisco.
Did anything, bad timing. Did a couple stuff ever go well?
I never really pursued being in a relationship with a couple. Mm. It wasn't really my thing. I was a secondary to a guy who had a primary partner.
Oh, okay.
I was one of his girlfriends.
Just to him?
Yeah. She and I did not see each other that way.
Is that a happy face or whatever?
Oh, no. It was great until it wasn't.
Oh, okay. So it's just like dating.
It was like 4 years of, great sex, weed,
four
and food.
4 years?
Yeah.
That's successful.
Cool. Off and on. But yeah.
That's wonderful.
Sex was great.
Really?
Yeah. He was like a sex ninja. But, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry.
He watched a lot of porn. No, it's very helpful.
What?
You don't think you're missing out on life, Henda?
No, I love hearing about this. Missing out?
Yeah. No, he was like, I would call him almost like a porntologist, if you will. I mean,
I like hearing about this because I think a lot of people suck in bed, so it makes me feel better that like, oh, there's this nice thing where somebody can have a primary and this four-year relationship can happen with a secondary. I think that's a successful like situation. I think it's nice that you can like walk in and out of that. It makes me feel like the world is becoming better. It doesn't make me feel like I need another partner. Like, no, I could be satisfied in different ways than she is, but I like hearing that people can do it.
It was very logical. You know what I mean? The only thing that was missing was like the love and partnership piece. Because there was intimacy, but then it was like, I would go on vacation and see something and be like, oh, I want to buy that for him. And not that I couldn't, but like it was also like, and then there was actually a vacation where I had the opportunity to bring a plus one. And I asked him and he said, oh, that's not within my agreements. Okay. And that's when it started to get really real that like, you know what, this is not really my person.
And that also,
and I want a person.
But that also makes me feel good that he was like, oh, no, that's a boundary. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like very...
Great communicator.
I like when relationships can relate on all different places, because I think we are stuck in this, monogamous thing. They ask little 5-year-olds, 3-year-olds, who are you going to marry? And I think that needs to stop. But then people are like, well, poly people just want us to be poly. And I'm just like, no, I want there to be an option and not for us to lead everybody to this monogamous place. I think I'm very happy in a monogamous situation, but I think that there should be more options because that leads to more talking, and then your poly or your monogamous relationship could be better.
Have you ever met a person who you find out is poly, but they didn't mention it in the first 5 minutes? Business meeting anywhere.
Sure.
Really?
Okay. Right. Why do you think poly people just leave with a hi, I'm poly?
We have, that's a lot of the experience with poly people. And it's the same, like, there's like vegans who do that, atheists who do that, God people who do that. And it's like you lead with the thing that you're so obsessed with, and everyone else should do it because I lead this life. And it's like, well, we'll figure that out. As we talk to you, you don't have to fucking shove it down our throat.
No, people that do one taste do that shit.
What's that?
Oh my God. I don't know if we have time for this.
One taste?
Oh, we definitely do now.
All right. I'll try to give you the Reader's Digest version. It's basically a cult. They do what they call oming, which stands for orgasmic meditation. I like that the thunder just crashed in that moment.
God's not happy.
And it's literally men. The method is that they diddle the upper right quadrant of a woman's clitoris for 15 minutes every day as a daily meditation practice.
That's stupid. Ugh. I'll tell you why.
Just look it up. We could talk about this for...
How about I'll tell you why? 15 minutes.
I like the idea of, hey, let's make this a practice. Like, so because people forget to have sex and then they stop having sex. And I think sometimes you just have to start having sex and you remember that you like it. But... But this is so like, I just picture you like rolling your eyes, like you're making coffee in the morning. It's just doing a regular, like, I'm making coffee, I'm diddling a clit.
Well, that's the thing. Like, what the first time it was done to me, I was at Burning Man and didn't really
start with that, Rachel.
I know, right? But the person didn't really fully explain to me what was about to happen. And, you know, he's got the glove and he's got the timer and the guy, he looks like powder. I mean, it was a lot. And, you know, this is just happening. And I'm
the
like,
timer.
There's a timer. Like, they stick to that 15 minutes, right? And I'm
that's sexy.
And I'm like, am I supposed to come? Like, and he's like, no. No, you're not. And look, I did do it one time with a facilitator because I was like, look, I got to see what this is supposed to be like.
Okay.
And when it's done right, it's actually all about like communication and breathing and listening to your partner and all that lovely stuff.
Okay, that sounds nice. But the timer still is in the back of my mind, but okay.
But what's happened is like, it's basically a bunch of horny dudes that like get to like, you know, breathe on women's clitoris for, you know, every morning, you know.
Just the crazy shit humans invent to just get by. For a few decades before our heart explodes. Just the bullshit we concoct. You know what I mean?
It's never enough.
You know, no, it's never. It's always a new fucked up thing.
And the thing
that doesn't work.
Why do men ruin it? Like, why can't you just be friends? You know what I mean? Like, that's not a friendly thing to do. Is like, this is how I'll get to touch the clit. 15 minutes. Like, just ask me. Right. Just be nice for 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. Women's fucking bars are so low. Keith literally, he got someone a glass of water after he fucked her. And she fell in love. Like, you know what I mean?
He cares about me. Yeah. He sees me.
The bar is fucking low. Just touch a clit. Stop timing.
Well, that's the thing. Women are like, hey, guys, can you just be nice to us? What if I flick your clit for 15 minutes every day instead?
Every day.
What if you just respect me? Yeah. Okay, listen, I'll get up 15 minutes early, play around with your clit a little bit.
And then I'll bring you a glass of water.
You can't come.
You can't come.
Okay, we're good.
Yeah, but I'd rather you just did the laundry sometimes.
Yeah, right. That'll turn me on. Did you not come?
No.
Never. Did you get aroused, though? Was it meditative? Was any of the promises made?
When I did it with my friend, with the actual facilitator, it actually was a nice experience. And it was after I had dated a really shitty person. And I felt like my pussy needed to be rejuvenated and respected in a new way. And it did fulfill that purpose.
Were there crystals involved?
Probably.
Yeah.
So it's like, we stuck a jade up my pussy and everything was good.
It's like staging the house after like something bad happens or something. Yeah.
I mean, the friend that I did it with, I wasn't into him sexually. Mm-hmm. So that was, I purposely picked him like someone that I trusted, but not, you know, there was nothing sexual between. I mean, he probably would like to, but I don't.
What's, see, this is what I find lovely. It's like, this was my friend. We had this form of communication. She rolls her eyes a little bit. She moves on. I love it. Love it.
This seems like a big word, facilitator. Yeah. Is that the one facilitating or is he like watching in a corner with a cigarette? How many people?
It was a woman facilitating.
Ooh,
she's doing it.
No.
She's
she
watching
was guiding
like a pervert.
His fingers and his.
But how is she guiding? Is she looking at it? Is she there like a doctor? Is she in there?
The actual technique is not necessarily the issue. It's, you know, just I guess like.
Why are you doing that with your hand? Is that what they're doing? I'm not comfortable
on your
with
clitoris.
That. That's not what you do.
I know, but that's what I'm saying.
But
please stop enforcing that people do this with their finger.
That's the vision I have in my head.
So this guy's doing that to you. Then a woman has a monocle and she's looking.
She's got a GoPro.
And someone's ET.
Wait, so how is she? Is she looking and going a little to the left, a little to the right?
No, she's just like, you know, how does that feel? Tell her how that feels. Tell him how that feels. Okay, take a moment to breathe, you know.
You know what? I can't even take it when I'm with my girlfriend and I'm doing push-ups at the gym and she counts.
No, I can't take it.
So you're telling me I'm going to be able to be in a room. It's like 8, 9. I'm like, stop it. I'm going to do this for 15 minutes.
This is Burning Man?
Burn Man.
Burning Man, where it happens?
This is everything that happens at Burning Man.
Oh my God.
In a nutshell.
Drug addicts.
Andrea is going to Burning Man in like a week. We got to book her as soon as she gets back while it's fresh in her mind.
Well,
I don't know what's going to happen out there.
Someone said, Keith, you'd like Burning Man. And they said,
what? Why would anyone say that to you?
No.
They go, they don't even use money there. And I don't like that.
I don't like that.
Money, I understand. I go, what if I want a beer from a vendor? It's like, well, you would just, you know, tell them a joke and they'd give you a beer.
I hate it too. I hate it.
What? No.
You barter?
Could I,
a gifting society. No. You just give things freely.
Can I drop money on the floor and take a beer? And you get it and nobody knows nothing?
But then, so Andrea was talking to me a little bit about her Burning Man while she was going through my camping stuff. And so you have to, like, there are groups. And as a group, you have this thing that you give to other people. So as like, please tell me yours is something Canadian. And it is. They're making snow things, snow cones with maple syrup on it.
What do you give this to?
Oh, my God. You're going to have to buy so much ice.
Is that how you get admission to this fucking festival? Pine cones? I hate it. It's arts and crafts.
Oh, yeah. God, like, it's ridiculous.
So what is this?
Can I tell you, I would pay, and I think this should be a Netflix special series, Keith and Paul go to Burning Man.
Oh, oh my God.
And you just follow them around going like,
oh, my God.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Two mid-40s curmudgeons destroying this peace-loving festival. It needs to be done because this is awful what I've described. Like, you just give arts and crafts.
Right.
You said a joke for a beer. Is that real?
You can read a
goddamn poem.
That was somebody's example.
You could go around and give BJs or get BJs. Okay. I mean, it could be a beautiful thing.
It could be.
Yeah, get or give.
Get some hugs.
Oof. Well, you sweaty fucks. You know the best part of the beach? The boring hot sand everywhere?
Yeah.
Let's just have that only.
Only there.
No wind, no water.
Oh, there's dust storms too? Yeah. That's great. Yeah.
Oh, this is the best show. First, we interview them of what they think is going to happen. Yeah. And this kind of shit comes out of their face.
I'll tell you what I think is going to happen. Suicide.
No. Then, no, by the end, they're going to be fucking braiding each other's hair. Are you kidding me?
No, they then would love we interview it by the Rachel, and she gives her fucking predictions like a crazy person. Then they interview people who have been to Burning Man, several different kinds of people. Then we take them to Burning Man. We follow them along. Oh, my God. I don't know. They might drop acid by accident.
I think so.
Then they come back.
They flick each other's penis for 15 minutes.
15 minutes. Your urethra. Yeah, just flick it. And then trade a haiku for a hot dog. Whatever bullshit's going on.
Just take a dollar.
Someone you wouldn't watch this show.
Would totally watch it.
This is the best show ever. We got to talk to our agent.
I'm telling you, by the end, they would come out. They'd be like, I love you.
There's no way.
They'd be fucking, no, they wouldn't.
It sounds like people dance to no music out there.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like silent dancing, just moving your body they somehow, love the connection to the sky.
Just feel it.
There's music. Very annoying music. But
what is it?
It's EDM.
Oh, Christ. That would be the just no, beating electronic.
But what's cool? Okay, I'll give you this.
That's
I was telling Andrea the story because, no, I don't really do drugs anymore.
You did this sober. It's like Navy SEAL training.
What time I did some Molly? But like, there's a really good vibe out there. And there was
You like vibes, right, Paul?
I would do multiple speedballs outside the parade grounds or whatever the fuck it is.
By the way, I booked you guys together because I don't know if two people could be more opposite and more lovely. I love it. Anyway, continue with your spiel that they're never going to believe.
They have these things called art cars. So people will literally take vehicles and they'll make them into moving artwork.
Dumb.
And we were
I hate it.
This is dumb. It only gets worse.
We were
just
so
a shitty
sick.
Paint job on a Volkswagen again.
Oh my God.
Again.
No, but you could see like a moving ship coming. Anyway, we were so sick of hearing EDM.
But it's a car.
Right. You could drive it around the playa. So yeah, we were so like sick of hearing EDM. We were like, my friends, we go, I wish I could hear some soul music. And literally the soul train pulled up.
Quite literally,
the soul train.
I'd be like, yeah, okay. Somebody told me this story. Like, I was at, Andrea comes back. She's like, at Burning Man, the soul train came up to me. I would go, okay, good.
Took my father's Acura and made it into a ship, and then painted it.
I called it the SS Fredo.
They should definitely talk to Rachel because you're new. So you're like, no, this is a good thing. And it's like, oh, go ahead, Rachel, tell them about the good thing.
Like, you'll see a car, but it's dressed up as a boat. On the sand.
You ever seen anyone with those like fire batons? Yeah, I saw someone do that, and I've never been more enraged in my life on the 4th of July. Yeah. Just a man that got good at it. Fuck you. Like, what a weird, unnecessary fucking...
This is, I mean...
I just want to take these two to a yoga class. I mean, that alone would be entertainment for weeks.
You guys need a show. You guys, we need to...
I'd love to go with that.
We'll call it Two White Guys. What do you think is going to happen?
Oh,
you
my know God. What I mean?
That's the only way I could get through it's with him.
Oh, yeah. Take him to meditation.
I want to go with him.
Oh, I want to take you to Five Rhythms. Oh, my God.
No, why do you want to do any
of
this?
You guys would lose your fucking mind. You'd be like, what the fuck is this bullshit, hippie garbage?
Yeah, we already can tell. We can tell. Five Rhythms. Get the fuck out.
It's already bullshit.
You know what? Sorry, we're busy anyway. We're setting up our gun stand. Bullets are free, if you know what I mean.
Oh, God. The friendliest assholes. What? You like? I went to a 10-day silent retreat, and Keith goes, on purpose. Or I go like, oh, I just bike to work. And he goes, does somebody make you do that?
Yeah. I thought it was like a traffic ticket she got.
Silent retreat is like a nervous breakdown thing, right? Yeah. Yeah. It's like people going to Europe. I'm going to Europe. Like, someone broke your heart or what's wrong?
Just shave your head.
Shave your head. Stay in the States. Yeah. You don't need to go to Prague. And a fucking breakdown. We all have meltdowns.
Paul Hooper, you can follow online, Twitter and Instagram. The Twitter account is Paul Hooper. The Instagram is Paul with an E. Paul E. Hooper. Okay.
What the fuck is that about?
What?
I had Paul Hooper comedy, and I thought that's like boring and generic for comedians. So I'm like, Paul E. Hooper, that's my name. Take the comedy off everything, you know?
Yeah.
Just have my name.
Yeah. You're about realness.
I know. It was just stupid.
Just
you're
in
right.
Case
it was
one
stupid.
Day you decide
it was pointless. It was pointless.
I don't know what career I want.
Yoga teacher.
Rachel Green, you can follow on Twitter and Instagram at the one Rachel Green.
And you have something very exciting coming out.
Yes, thank you. Yes. I had so much fun with you last time. I legit forgot to mention it, but I'm really happy I got to come back. So this Tuesday at 8
That's
p.m.
That's tonight when this comes out.
Uh-huh. Yes, tonight at 8 p.m. will be both the online release of my music video song parody of Part of Your World from The Little Mermaid that I've made it a song about sex toys and sex parties. It's gorgeous and funny and slutty. And also, I will have my comedy show that night.
Is this Eastern time? Don't tease.
Yes, this is Eastern time. Yes. And we have a crazy, crazy, amazing lineup. And then at the end of the show, we're going to screen the video on the big screen.
And we got to see it ahead of time. Who shot this for you? This is like movie quality.
So mostly a group called The Stripper Project.
Nice.
That I'm.
Of course.
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
This is what you get for Burning Man.
Right. Is this government run?
Absolutely. Yes. No, you know, my co-producer, Jack the Stripper, she is a queer feminist writer, stripper, and the Stripper Project is doing a documentary about strippers and how they're awesome and have lives. And some of them actually like really enjoy shaking their ass and making a lot of money. Mm. And then they met me through Jack and they were like, holy shit, we just want to support you in everything you do. And met down with them in Miami and shot most of the video down there. They did all the editing. And then the other roll, the B-roll footage, was shot up here at a place called Hacienda where I used to go to sex parties.
B for boobies.
So yeah, tonight at 8 p.m. Crystal Lake, Brooklyn, or online on social media.
How do they fit? So they just follow you on social media and you'll have the link there?
I'm going to post it on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, probably YouTube, but Instagram is probably where I'd like to break the internet with my titties.
Now, when people Google you, Rachel Green, Friends comes up. So how do you get people to bypass that?
Usually if people Google Rachel Green comedy or Rachel Green actor, and that's why my thing is the one, Rachel Green.
And yours is the one with the tits out.
Yes.
More so.
Yes. R-A-C-H-E-L-G-R-E-N, like the color.
There you go. Thank you. Well, Paul, congrats on everything.
Thank you so much.
Congrats on comedy. Congrats on sobriety. Congrats on not smoking.
Yeah. Now, big changes.
Right. Now, someday, we'll be happy.
Yeah.
But right now, congrats on that, right? One
still
day at
striving.
A time.
Still striving.
Progress, not perfection, right, buddy?
Just want to be a better person. That's all. Right.
That's not true.
No, I don't care, but I'm just limping through it, you know? Till the stroke.
What's that, Keith?
Who is doing that?
I hear it.
For the last fucking hour.
I don't think that we should shame anybody for that. That is our fault. So we
is that me? Is that me heavy breathing
on
the microphone?
No, it's not. It's me and Keith. And the mics are set up where they bounce somehow, and we're going to figure that out.
Oh, I might have hit the leg.
Paul, what did I
do? Do it again.
I don't want to do it now because you're going to lose your mind. You know what I mean? I bet it was me. See, that's me being a better person. Fessing up. I've ruined the podcast. I'm sorry.